That is the only thing that we can do right now, especially if you're in the retail environment, is push content. You know, and I always tell everybody, I say, you know, give your best content for free, because you're helping people, especially in times like this. They cannot go into your salon. They cannot go into your restaurant. Teach them how to cook the recipe that they enjoy. Teach those things, you know. They're still, when the market picks up, they're going to want to go back to you and have you do it, because they don't want to do the dishes, right? They don't want to stop doing their own hair. They don't want to dye their hands orange, you know. So the fact that you are willing to give that information for free is going to give you that upper hand. And the fact that you're on social media and pushing content is going to make you still stay relevant during these times when a lot of other people are going to cave and close their doors and throw their hands up and say, well, I can't have anybody in my shop right now, so I guess that's it. And no, it's not it. You can get on social media and still push out content. Ashley, Rebecca, how did you guys, you know, meet? Give me some background on both of you guys, and you know, how did you guys start Salon Lisa?
So I had done hair for, at that point, probably 22, 23 years, desire to start my own salon, because mainly the industry had been really good to me. And I wanted to create a place where I could have other stylists who could experience the same thing in my industry. It's an amazing industry. I mean, you can take it anywhere, especially with the entertainment industry being here in Atlanta. And I mean, you can just, it can be as little or big as you want it. And so I really wanted to create a salon where I helped other stylists who were like me grow and, as corny as it sounds, really like realize their dreams and fulfill the need to be creative. So that's really how it started, how I started it. And then Ashley came on board after about 5 years, and she just couldn't be more chill and everybody loves her. And about a year and a half ago, I really felt the need. I had been feeling the need, but I really felt the need to find someone to partner with who, in all honesty, was maybe a little bit younger and could speak to some of the younger people that were coming on board in a way that I probably, you know, was lacking. And I asked Ashley, hey, would you want to be a partner? And she's like, yeah, absolutely. which surprised me. Yeah, it totally surprised me, because I had thought two options. You know, you can play a bigger role, or you could be, you know, a partner. And I honestly didn't think she would take me up on that. And the very next day, she's like, yeah, I like that. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
So we went forward from there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome. So what about your background, Ashley?
Let's see, I've been doing hair for 6 years, so I'm a little bit behind Rebecca, a lot behind, but got introduced to Salon Beliza through a friend, actually, on Facebook. It was a post that she was like, we're hiring, and I was like, gosh, well, I was in Kennesaw, we weren't getting much foot traffic, and it was my first year out of school, and I was like, you know, now's my time, I'm going to do it. So I ventured out to Roswell, met Rebecca, saw the salon, and I just fell in love. And she's been a great mentor and hasn't steered me wrong yet. And I was like, never were my intentions to end up with where I am now, but it just fell into place and it was the best decision I could have made. And she's a great partner. I can learn a lot from her and we just get along very well. So it's been good.
Awesome. So talk about, there's a lot of salons out there and you know, actually it's funny because my family used to build salons, right? So they used to design it. They worked with Takara Belmont and some of those other manufacturers. And I think one of my family members built Elizabeth Taylor's salon in her home or something that. Yeah. So I had a little, you know, my family history has a little bit, but let's talk a little bit about the industry. So how has it changed in the last few years? What are some things that you've guys experienced and seen?
So, you know, thanks to Instagram, thanks to Prime, everybody is so conditioned now to instant gratification. And So really the industry had to evolve, whereas maybe you needed to grow your hair out before extensions have come into play. So like I want long hair now. I don't want to wait too. You know, we've got extensions for that. Or
I got a crazy question. Can men get extensions if they have short hair?
I do have a special type that's and I strategically placed the work.
Okay.
Yeah, so that can be an option. But yeah, so nobody wants to wait for anything. So there's that, and that has just exploded, that part of the industry. And then another one is the ombre and balayage. So, you know, I don't want that typical highlighted where I can see the stripes anymore. I want it to look soft and natural and sun-kissed right now. Mm-hmm. So voila, we, you know, hair painting, which is basically balayage, comes into play. And so or you know, right now a big thing is it's called a root shadow. And yeah, it's like, hey, I want my color to look lived in. So yeah, poof, and we, you know, lighten it up and then we put a root shadow in there and you look like you've had a couple months of growth,
right,
in a good way.
Yeah,
in it. So that has really changed. I mean, I went to Europe, 16 years ago, and I was super excited because the trends and everything were very different than what we had here. And so within a year or two, I saw all those trends come here. And then I went back about 3 years ago, expecting to see the same thing and excited about it. Like, okay, what am I going to see? You know, what's the future looking like? And everybody looked the same. And all of a sudden it dawned on me. Instagram, Pinterest, Facebook, everybody. You can see what everybody's doing all over the world. So whatever suits you, poof, you have access to it. And you can bring it into your stylist and say, look, this is what I want. And we do it.
So Ashley, you were going to say something about Instagram. What were you going to say?
Well, yeah, they just throw all these looks at you. And everyone just wants – and it's kind of repetitive too. You see a lot of the same things, but everyone wants that nice lived in look. It's very organic. That's what everyone loves, organic things, natural things right now. So in hair world, we can keep up with that. The same thing by the products we use. They have botanicals in them, natural botanicals, natural ingredients. People like to see that. Also, when we teach, then that has, we have to learn how to teach it to them so they can create these looks again, because now online there's so many tutorials and they can learn it from anyone, but you want them to want to come to you, so you need to stay on top of that to teach to them. But in reality, these easy lived-in looks actually are the hardest ones to make. So you have to teach that to them too.
So the stylist you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, us as stylists need to teach our clients how to recreate those looks.
So they could do it by themselves at home and be, oh, okay.
Correct.
So let's talk a little bit about adapting to change and stuff like that. So obviously at the time of this recording, you know, one of the reasons why we're all at home and not in the studio is obviously the coronavirus and stuff like that. So how are some things that you guys are doing? How are you guys adapting to the change?
You know, about 3 years ago, I started selling these little touch-up kits. And it was really, they're just little cosmetic pots that we put a little bit of pigment, a little bit of developer in. And it was mainly for this client back to, you know, instant gratification. Maybe I'm not going to see him for 4 weeks. And in 3 weeks, they have a wedding to go to. So I started selling these things to them so that it was their personal formula and they wouldn't feel the need to mess with other hair color. And all of a sudden, COVID comes along. We have to close. And voila, we have a boatload of kits that we can readily access. And so our last week, I couldn't even tell you how many we sold. They just flew out the door. And so we're able to accommodate our clients right now while we're all hibernating at home. Mm-hmm. And we don't need to worry about them going to the grocery store and making a mistake or, you know, causing something that is going to cost them more money to fix. So that was just really like a happy little accident that happened with it. Yeah.
So having a retail aspect, so they can order online and have it shipped to them and stuff like that.
You know, actually, it's more of a curbside service at the moment. You know, everybody that we work with is local, And Ashley and I are readily available. They let us know via email or however you can get in touch with us. And we walk up, we drive over there, we whip it up, and we take it out to their car, complete with gloves and a brush. And we've even had YouTube video. Not YouTube videos. We have an Instagram video on how to mix it and how to apply it. It's actually, to be honest with you, it's a little bit controversial because as I've been looking at Facebook and all these salon groups, some of them are really upset over it. Yeah. And we had a comment saying, hey, you're making us look bad. And how do you think that's going to work down the road when people know how to color their own hair? And my answer to that is they were already doing it. If they weren't going to come and see me in 4 weeks and they had something to do in 3, they were doing something to upset the whole flow of my mojo on their hair. And so I was just filling a need. And so really, that's just what I put out there. I was like, this feels a need. This is crisis management right now.
That is the only thing that we can do right now, especially if you're in the retail environment, is push content. You know, and I always tell everybody, I say, you know, give your best content for free because you're helping people, especially in times like this. They cannot go into your salon. They cannot go into your restaurant. Teach them how to cook the recipe that they enjoy. Teach those things, you know? They're still, when the market picks up, they're going to want to go back to you and have you do it because they don't want to do the dishes, right? They don't want to be stuck doing their own hair. They don't want to dye their hands orange, you know? So the fact that you are willing to give that information for free is going to give you that upper hand. And the fact that you're on social media and pushing content is going to make you still stay relevant during these times when a lot of other people are going to cave and close their doors and throw their hands up and say, well, I can't have anybody in my shop right now. So I guess that's it. And no, it's not it. You can get on social media and still push out content.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, this is the service industry. We're here to serve. Mm-hmm. And part of that serving is to see a need and fill it. And the more you're able to do that for your clients, your guests, even your staff, the happier they are with you. And the more it cements that relationship is my belief.
Yeah. That's they my trust way you more. Yeah. Because they know in a crisis, you're going to be there for them. And you're going to, like, no matter what, you're going to get that color to them in some way and make it be right. And then they trust you more. And that's what you want as in clientele. You want them to trust you because then they're never going to leave you.
Right. True. Right. And staying that relevancy is important. And it's funny because like I was, you know, talking with my wife and she's like, the first thing I'm doing as soon as it's over is get my hair and nails done. Yes. And, you know, a lot of people, I mean, myself included, is like, man, I can really use a haircut, you know, so you can't get out. So I think people, you know, one, the economy is going to come back. Things are going to come back. Things are going to go, you know, And it's just kind of weighing that out. But all the people that were cooped up, think about it. They're going to want to go out and they're going to do things and go back to the restaurants and go on vacations and get their hair and nails done, do that type of stuff because they want to feel the normalcy again, right? And I think a lot of this disruption, you know, it's what's happening right now. But if you don't give up and you continue to go forward as business owners – and keep finding a way to keep reaching your audience, you're still going to succeed.
Right, right. I love the ability to reevaluate, you know, and that's really what we have at this point. I look for opportunities, you know, when things don't go as planned and the situation that we find ourselves in with COVID certainly wasn't planned for any of us, for the entire world. And so I do like to kind of sit with that and go, all right, what's the opportunity? The opportunity is really, if you look at it, you have a second chance. Or you have another chance at recreating something. It's a do-over. And life rarely gives you do-overs. And that's kind of what I see right now is we have a do-over.
A fresh start.
A fresh start.
So what keeps you guys excited and growing as stylists?
I'll go first. Me as a stylist, what keeps me growing is the different products we have that come out, knowing about them, because it gives me more to talk about with my clients and keeps them educated. Everything social media really keeps you motivated because it keeps you on your toes. I mean, there's so much coming out there and there's so many people sharing tutorials and sharing knowledge with you that it's just motivating to always be doing better and wanting more. So that's what kind of helps motivate me to keep on top of it. And then we also have younger stylists that come in, and they've learned things that we haven't learned, and keeping up with them, that always helps too. They always keep you wanting to know more and learning more and getting more creative. And they have their what ifs and try this and try that. And then you all just try it together and you learn and bounce off of each other. And that's kind of my motivation, is the people around me and the social media around me.
Collaborative and connecting.
Yeah,
definitely. And I'd say for me, it's changed over the years. You know, it started out as the ability to express my creativity and make people happy. And then as I began to make a living and have more responsibilities, then, you know what, even though I enjoyed it, it was kind of about the money. But I felt super grateful that I was in an industry that I enjoyed. I never woke up saying, oh God, I do not want to go to work today. That never happened. Mm-hmm. And then it became about inspiring other stylists, and that kind of kept me going for a long time and opening the salon. And now I would say it's really mainly focused on helping my stylists grow, continuing to have that environment of, like you said, that collaborative environment where everybody's growing and everybody's learning. And also now with Ashley, I'm, you know, showing her, mentoring her, and showing her what it's like to be an employer, an employee, you know, and hopefully a good one.
Yes.
I want to do my best. And so I guess back to this industry and how good it's been to me and how good it can be for someone else is you can take it anywhere. It's as small or big as you want it to be. And I continue to just find things, areas of growth that I want to, you know, branch off into. And so now it's about the people who work for me, along with obviously my guests that sit in my chair and filling their needs and helping Ashley grow as well.
I think though your guests, like your clientele has been with you for a long time, and they love to see us all come in, and they love to be like, oh, who's that? And who, like, they love that. So they love to see you grow and to see what you do for us as well. Like, you can definitely see that. And that's cool to see as well.
Yeah, the good energy feeds off of each other, and that's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good energy creates more good energy.
Yeah, it's part of the culture. You know, it's like every business has has a culture. You know, and especially inside a salon, I mean, you guys are all together every day, and you know, and you know, I'm sure some great conversations happen. Yeah. You know, there's really nothing you can do when you're stuck in a chair for a few hours, right? having that connectiveness, I could see being extremely important in the culture in your industry. You know, so in closing, if there was one piece of business or leadership advice that you would give to somebody that is looking to step into your field or become a stylist or own their own shop one day, let me hear from each of you guys. What would that be?
Be prepared to work harder than you've ever worked before, but you know, don't be afraid of that. Embrace it. And I just keep going back to, this can be as big or little as you want it to be, but if you're willing to step into owning a salon and employing other people and influencing them, embrace it with your whole heart. Just pour your whole heart into it. And you really, honestly, you can't go wrong with that. As long as you're led by your heart.
What about you, Ashley?
Mine would be, don't let that fear get in the way of what you want to do. And to my favorite quote and line that I've had since hair school is, fake it till you make it. And just keep your head high and just go on like you can and enjoy it. It's fun. The people you get to meet and the things you get to do are, not everyone gets to do that. Like, we get to hang out with people all day. It's so fun if you take it and you take it seriously and you do it right. It's a good time.
Well, ladies, thank you so much for your time. It was really good information. How can people reach you guys?
So you can go through our website, www.salonbelizaofroswell.com. And Beliza is spelled B-E-L-L-E-Z-Z-A. We monitor our emails all the time. You can book online through salonbelizaofroswell.com. You can always contact us through Instagram as well. We monitor that constantly. And you can always pick up the phone once we're open again.
Awesome. Rebecca, Ashley, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so
much. Thank you very much, Chris. Thank you. We really appreciate it.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning into the episode. If you guys enjoyed it, show some love, give me a thumbs up, and subscribe. Also, make sure you check out our exclusive C-Level group on Facebook.